This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, well, the biggest tease in the NFL is over. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Yeah. We thought Matthew Stafford and the Rams were going to go make up, get a contract done. And Perloff, we can talk about what it means for the Rams and Stafford, but that's not really the interesting part. The interesting part is what does this mean for everyone else in the NFL? And by that, I mean the teams who were in hot pursuit of Matthew Stafford, but then also the rest of the quarterbacks because... You know, the combine just happened over the weekend, and it wasn't that awesome for the QBs. Nobody really staunchly put themselves in that first round and raised their stock that much. Right. Now, there could be guys who do go in the first round outside of Cam Ward and Shador Sanders, but no slam dunks. So the biggest domino that will fall because Stafford went back to the Rams is what to you?
Well, you just sort of hinted at it. For me, the biggest domino, specifically the Las Vegas Raiders, but all these teams that didn't get Stafford, it is a barren desert of quarterback options out there, Maggie. So look at the Raiders. Yeah. After Stafford is reportedly re-signing with the Rams, Mike Silver, our buddy, tweets that they're going after now, or they're interested in Russell Wilson and Sam Darnold. That's the Raiders. That's what. So you fall from Matt Stafford to Russell Wilson to maybe Sam Darnold you have to pay for. I think there's no good options after Stafford. He was sort of it. And then you go into the draft. The problem with the draft, as you just mentioned, there's only two guys. So you have five teams are vying for a pool of basically two guys. It is a mess, and I have no idea. As positive as all this Tom Brady Raiders stuff is, where are they getting their quarterback? And this, you could say the same thing about the other teams that were interested in Stafford and didn't get him. It just feels like a really kind of a tough situation.
Yeah, you know, the Raiders and the Giants specifically, who were super high on Matthew Stafford, and even the Raiders, you know, him going to Montana and meeting with Brady and, you know, Tom Brady, and whether that was planned or whether it was happenstance led to insiders, NFL insiders fighting it out at a Starbucks in Indianapolis.
Amazing.
Yeah, still an awesome story. But
it's an all-time story, right?
It's great. But here's the thing, right?
Like, come on, man.
If I'm the Raiders, if I'm the Giants, I think I still feel okay. At least I have the third overall pick. I mean, like, globally, I don't feel great about the Giants because they've stunk for the last 10 years. Hey, Manny. But if I feel like okay, because at least I have that third pick. If I am trying to trade up to one, or if I need to trade up to two, I'm not going so far that I feel like I'm mortgaging my future. The Raiders, on the other hand, you're sitting there at six, so you either have to really trade to get up to get one of these QBs, or Shedeur Sanders falls to you at six, which is now a new thing coming out of the combine, that somehow Shedeur, who didn't do one exercise, like did not break a sweat, somehow his stock is falling. I have no idea how that would happen. He didn't do anything. Like, well, this has got to be a smokescreen. But is there a reason he's falling, right? Like, then you wonder yourself if you're the Raiders. Oh, he's sitting for us right here at six. I'm looking around. No one's even here. No one even wants to trade up. Uh-oh. Is there a reason?
Well, wait. One thing. When we say falling, it's not really falling because we don't know what the teams were thinking in the first place. It's a media perception.
Yes.
Right. Like,
I'm not buying it.
Right. Well, the thing is, there's no falling at the combine or, like, we were just assuming that he might be in play for number two overall to Cleveland. Now that
I think he still is.
Well, it's funny, but the reporting, you're right. It does seem like a sea change where people are like, oh, I think people got to Indy and everybody, all the GMs and the personnel people said, oh, Shedeur is not viewed that way by the NFL. I think that's what happened. I think new information came to a lot of the reporters, and that means to me, I think Shedeur will be available to the Raiders. Actually, I took the bait. I think.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. Like, yeah, right. We don't know for sure. But he did have a big hand size. He had 9 3/8.
So yeah, I know that was all you were paying attention.
Oh my God! Like, Shedeur is not a huge guy, but he's got big hands. So that's interesting. I kind of buy it. I think he will be there for the Raiders.
Okay, great. But again, is there a reason? You know, like we had talked last week about, you know, one of the noted draft Knicks, not a guy who does mock drafts, but just someone who studies film, and that's Greg Cosell, who's thought that Shedeur kind of profiled like a Geno Smith, just not as big. You know, didn't see this guy who's like, you know, a generational, once-in-a-lifetime type of talent.
Well, I think you would take a Geno Smith at number two overall in this era right now. These teams, we start out, they need competent quarterback play. And I think Shedeur is perfectly fine. Like, he's good. I think he could easily be not a top five quarterback, but a top 12 quarterback. And that's all you could get. So if I'm the Raiders, like, I'm jumping on that right now. But it's interesting. You think this is possibly a smokescreen because you have these teams, Tennessee 1, Cleveland 2, New York Giants 3, they all need quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And Cleveland desperately needs a quarterback, and now it doesn't seem like the buzz has Shedeur falling below that two spot.
Yeah, and I actually think Tennessee, they definitely need a quarterback. Well, you're going to run this thing back with Will Levis? There could be a mutiny. I mean, and listen, Cam Ward has, it seems, kind of maybe separated himself.
According to reports,
as the top pick, and maybe you get a big haul for him, but again, who's playing quarterback for you?
Well, I think, I know. The most simple explanation is Cam Ward, who did come out of the combine really smelling good.
He didn't do anything either.
Everyone's into Cam Ward. He probably goes number one to the Titans or a team that trades into that spot. So, yeah, I mean, as far as the draft goes, then it's where does Shedeur land? There just aren't enough quarterbacks. I think that's why that report came out that teams were offering $100 million for Matt Stafford. I think the Giants and the Raiders probably did that because, like, I don't know where they're going to get their guys. The Raiders would be lucky if Shedeur fell to them because otherwise, what are they? They're looking at Russell Wilson? Come on.
Yeah, Russ and Sam Darnold. By the way, the Steelers are still saying we want to re-sign either Russ or Justin Fields.
Right.
Like, guys, you can't have two more opposite quarterbacks. Like, what is that report all about? I don't understand. Like, well, maybe we'll have vanilla ice cream and maybe we'll take fish food.
It's not the same. They did it last year.
Well, that kind of fell in their laps. Now they're making a choice, you know? Anyway, so as far as dominoes now that fall because Matthew Stafford has re-signed with the Rams, I'll give you one. I think this is good news for two older quarterbacks who were coming off of Achilles tears recently. This is now very good news for Aaron Rodgers, and I think this is good news for Kirk Cousins.
Very specific subset right there.
it's niche. But for Rodgers, you know, I didn't think he was going to have a very big market to begin with, but now we're hearing reports that the New York Giants might be interested. You know, he might not even have to move houses. He could just stay in the New York area. Brittany with an I must be thrilled about this if they're still dating. But for Rodgers and then for Kirk Cousins, who the Falcons are saying is definitely coming to the season as the backup, Michael Penix is our guy, and they owe Kirk Cousins like a $12 million bonus or something very, very soon, like in the next week and a half. So a team that might say, listen, now we know Kirk's shoulder was hurt. We didn't know that last year. Everyone was keeping a secret, or Kirk was keeping a secret. Maybe with a healthy Kirk Cousins, you know, we can make that work. So I think those two older guys, let alone Darnold, he's kind of in a different category, but those two older guys specifically just got a lot better looking because Stafford is now off the market.
Right, but look, Is that really good for Aaron Rodgers and for Kirk Cousins to be the number one option for the New York Giants? I mean, they were 3-14. Reportedly, Stafford said no way to the Giants. Like, he was interested in the Raiders, probably because Tom Brady was there. But he didn't even want to start a discussion with the Raiders. Why would Aaron Rodgers at 41 want to add himself to a 3-14 team? This seems on the surface like a really bad idea.
Well, you want to go be a backup to Brock Purdy? Like, I don't have a lot of good options for
retire.
If you want to start. Well, he could retire, but if he doesn't want to, then he should go play.
Even if it's a bad team. No, you say that, but like, think about it. Like, you could go out looking really bad, even worse than last year, if you're on a really bad team.
Well, I guess I think athletes are delusional a little bit. You know, they'll say, I'll turn it around.
But
you know,
Tom Brady,
they haven't seen me yet.
The GOATs like Tom Brady and even Favre to some extent, they left on, you know, Favre had a bad last year, but they left on good teams. Like Brady went to a sort of 500-ish Bucks team. I just think this Giants team is way far away. And I did read all the Aaron Rodgers. It makes sense. Yes, he is way more attractive now. I totally agree with that. But like from his standpoint, it's like, okay, this is my option.
Well, I mean... What are you going to do? You haven't played that well.
I know.
It just can't be choosers, Pearl.
That's exactly it.
I know.
And if you want to keep doing
wrong.
McAfee, and if you want to keep being, you know, you, the full Aaron Rodgers, well, you're not going to be everybody's cup of tea. So, you know, he's going to have to make that decision. But I think he definitely still wants to play. And I think Kirk Cousins definitely wants to play, too.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to be a backup.
Cousins has Bridge written all over him. Like, sure. There's so many teams. Again, they're like, all right, well, we're going to get an older Bridge quarterback and we're going to draft a guy. But there's just not enough guys to draft. Like, the Bridge quarterbacks, yes, you could get a Kirk Cousins. It's a mess. And I think that's why the Giants and the Raiders were all in on Stafford, because the options are not great. And there's a lot of pressure. The other thing, too, is like, what happened to a rebuild? Like, when did the Raiders and the Giants, like, why are they allowed to slowly rebuild? Why do they have to go in on a Matthew Stafford this year? There's so much pressure to win quickly.
Well, I mean, I can tell you why for both teams. It's pretty obvious. Number one, both of the Giants GM and coach are staring down the barrel.
True.
They are going to be fired if they don't do something quick,
yep.
Which is so ridiculous because they're going to be making these huge decisions now for a team, and they might be fired by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then for the Raiders, at least everything they're saying, Pete Carroll, want to win right away. They are feeling themselves in Las Vegas, and I don't know why.
Yeah, those two unhealthy situations. One, the Giants making short-term decisions to save the GM's job. I know you hate that.
Oh, I do.
And then the Raiders have a 70-something-year-old coach and a team that is designed for a young coach. So this is going to be real dicey. I don't know. I think the best solution is the Raiders draft Shedeur Sanders at number 6 and salvage this whole thing. But then I don't know what the other teams do.
You know, can we just look at this from a 30,000 foot view also? How are we light on quarterbacks? You know, you guys can stay in college for forever. You know, one guy's been there, you know, Tyler Shuck from Louisville, started at Oregon, went to college for 7 years. He's Van Wilder. How are you still not great? You know?
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying, guys.
You're saying he should develop in 7 years. He should be good by the time he gets out.
I'm just wondering, like, where are the good quarterbacks? You guys, you know, get all the advantages. The training is elite.
No, I see.
So everyone wants to be the quarterback, and I know last year we had 6. So
we had 6 last year. We're in an unprecedented drafting, and you're going to have like 20 quarterbacks drafted just on the first round.
Everyone's 6'2". You know, it's like 6'1", 6'2". Like, where are all of our guys? Where are the dudes? Where's the 6'4 dude? He's just gone.
I mean, quarterbacks are more productive, and they throw the ball. Even the guys who got bad reviews throwing the combine, they throw the ball better than the guys 30 years ago. They're just, the bar is too high. That's what I'm saying. Like, these teams, you think in 1978, like, guys could throw, like, Will Howard and Dylan Gabriel? No.
No, they were handing the ball off.
Yeah,
honest, you spend 5 years in college at a high level, you should be able to throw the ball a little bit. Shouldn't you not? You're in the minor leagues for 5 years.
Well, right. But you're not good enough to go pro. That's why you're in the minor leagues. Like, you know, if you were good enough, you'd already be in the pros. Right. And the NBA is even worse. If you get to your second year of college basketball, there's something terribly wrong with you. So no team wants you. No, I understand what you're saying. Where are the quarterbacks? But listen, a lot of them are not eligible right now. Next year's class is going to be much better.
Love to hear from our Raider fans out there at 855-212-4227. Now what? All right, Tom. What do you got now?
It's Tom. I kept reading Tom. Everyone has new respect for the Raiders. But the truth is, Tom's in a tough spot there. there's no easy answers. Like, you're digging out from a lot of personnel problems.
Yeah, I love this from Terry in our chat, youtube.com/Infinity Sports. And he goes, 7 years in college, you better be Peyton Manning. I agree.
But that is so dumb. Get out of here.
I mean, not everyone's a sophomore rounder, but sheesh.
You say so. So Cam Rising is going to come out and be Aaron Rodgers because he's in his eighth year at Utah?
I mean, he's got basically has broken every bone in his body. But, you know, yeah, I think so. 855-212-4227. So for the Raiders, what should they do here? Are you drafting a young guy? Because, again, that's not Pete Carroll's timeline, right? Pete Carroll saying, win now. All right, well, Shedeur Sanders.
But like, Shedeur's not that young.
You have to understand, you got a rookie QB here.
But he's not that young. He's 23, right? Yeah, he's 23. He'll be fine. It's kind of like Jaden Daniels. Like, he's actually a lot older than some. He's a year and a half older than Anthony Richardson already.
Yeah, we have some update on that quarterback competition as well. Buckle your seatbelts, everybody. 855-212-4227. So Matthew Stafford goes back to the Rams, and now the dominoes start to fall. The Raiders need help. The Giants need help. The Jets need help. Tennessee needs a quarterback.
Browns.
Cleveland needs a quarterback. I mean, it's a, what'd you say? It's a barren wasteland.
It's a barren wasteland of experience. Well, yes. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is now that a shiny object, as you described him.
Yep.
I think for these bad teams, that's a short-term solution that's not going to lead to anywhere.
855-212-4227. Just getting started here on this Monday. Got a lot to react to from a really crazy sports weekend. The combine was in full effect. We had a dirty play in the NBA that led to a flagrant one that you've got to know about. So much to do. It's Maggie and Perloff Show, 855-212-4227.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. You know, it was kind of a little bit of a disappointment. We did our show on Friday, and then right afterwards, the Matthew Stafford to the Rams thing just happened, and it was just kind of flat. Like, all that drama, then just a tweet from the Rams, hey, he's coming back. I'm like, he's coming back? We just spent 2 weeks doing negotiation for him in public. It was one of those ones, kind of like Brandon Ayuk last year, like all this buzz, and then he just goes back. You know what's interesting, though? We did not get the money from the Rams. I have not seen that anywhere.
No, the rumor is it's like in the 40s.
Right, and he got offered reportedly about $100 million guaranteed for 2 years from the Giants and the Raiders.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're Matthew Stafford, you would take less money to be on a better team and not move your family.
I would think so. I mean, especially at this stage in his career, the guy's made like generational wealth.
$364 million. I have it pulled up. He's the second highest paid quarterback of all time behind Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, yeah, I'm not moving to New York for a couple shekels so I can, you know, get destroyed behind an offensive line that may or may not be a sieve.
Also,
no thanks.
Aaron Rodgers is number one all time. He doesn't need any more money. Like,
I think Rodgers is a little different. We already saw him give back money with the Jets. Like, I think he just wants to play. I think there's something about Rodgers, not to play a little armchair psychologist here, but I think this is going to sound a little unfair. But, like, you know, he's still single guy. It's not like he's got a bunch of kids running around. I think he's like the guy at work whose social life, like, revolves around the office. I think that's kind of him. And that's fine. I'm not hating on it. I just think he gets a lot of his identity from still being a football player.
He's not like Billy in accounting who's like, let's get drinks on Friday afternoon.
I think he is.
If I were him.
It's like, I got some literature in my car about lizard people that will change your life. It's like, uh-oh. I've gotten busy. From now for forever.
You're saying, like, he has to work with someone to get them to listen to him, basically? So here's the thing about Rodgers. He's made so much money, he should play for the bare minimum and then say, use that cap space to get me receivers. And I always thought LeBron should play. All these older guys should say, I'll play for $1 million. Because the branding they get from winning a title would be huge. So, and that's why Stafford leaving never made sense. They don't need the money.
No, I mean, far be it for us, but it feels like if you have $360 million in the bank, you have some choices.
There's so much more value to being on a good team. Like, why would you get beat up? Like, you can't get that money, you know, you can't get that year back.
Let's go to the phones, 855-212-4227. The domino effect of Stafford going back to the Rams means the Raiders are SOL. Eddie's in Arizona. Eddie, what do you think? Where do the Raiders turn for a quarterback?
Hi, Maggie and Perloff. Good morning. Love your guys' show.
Thanks.
The Raiders, I feel like if they get Sam Darnold as a veteran presence, draft Jackson Dart for the second pick, first get Jancy at number 6 overall, move up to get Jackson Dart. I think that would be a good way to move forward.
Okay.
Wait. Sorry, where are you taking Jackson Dart, in the first round or second round?
Well, I believe Jackson Dart will be a late first round pick, so they're going to have to move up.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So you like Jancy, the running back, at 6, and then you sign Sam Darnold and then take a flyer on somebody. Listen, it's not a terrible plan. Right. Eddie, I don't hate it. The question, here's my thing about Sam Darnold and the Raiders. I know this is like a little flimsy, but just go with me. He doesn't seem like a Brady kind of guy. I can't imagine Tom. Now, maybe Pete Carroll is a former USC coach. He didn't coach Darnold, but maybe there's a relationship there because they're both connected to USC and maybe Carroll vouches for him. I just can't imagine Brady loving Darnold.
I could see them being super bros. They're both California guys. They're both from the same part of the world. I feel like they'd be good friends.
Yeah, but I don't know if Brady, you know, Eddie, thank you, and not a terrible plan.
I like that. By the way, he got me excited.
Yeah, no, that's
fun. Get Jancy on there, because they need a running back badly.
Yeah, it kind of feels like a luxury piece, though, when you really need offensive and defensive line.
That's true.
But, okay, that's fine. Let's go with it. It'll be fun. But I wonder if Brady, like, does he respect the Sam Darnold journey? Right? Bad situation in New York, then goes to Carolina, still a bad situation, kind of rehabs his image with the 49ers. Like, does Brady respect that, or does Brady look at Darnold and think, you've been in the league for this long, and we're still having trouble sometimes with some of the easy stuff?
I don't think he would respect how Darnold played in that playoff game, and I don't think he would respect some of the brain farts that Darnold has even in games they win.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, Brady guy.
Yeah, I don't think that he would think he's very good.
Well, maybe not, but I do think he would. He would get along with it. I think they're, you know, like Kyle Shanahan and McVay, they all love Darnold. I'll bet you
that's
Brady,
because he didn't really play for them.
But I think Brady's probably respects Kyle Shanahan and be like, well, if Shanahan likes him, then I'll like him. But I don't think, by the way, I don't think Sam Darnold and the Raiders, I kept reading that. I'm not sure they want him or he wants to be there. I feel like he wants to go to Minnesota. That's the other thing. Like, you kept reading rumors that the Vikings are going to be back in on Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I mean, I'd want to be there with Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, too.
Yes,
it's
going
to be very different if he goes to a place like the Raiders, who's like number one, you know, wide receivers, Brock Bowers. And then now it looks like they're trying to trade Michael Mayer. They're just 2 years ago was their second round pick. That's funny. Do you think Brady respects Kyle Shanahan? I mean, Brady has the biggest comeback in the history of the Super Bowl off of Kyle Shanahan's miscalculations. He's blown 2 fourth quarter leads in Super Bowls as a head coach, one as an offensive coordinator. I'm sure he respects him. It's not like but I wonder what Brady really thinks about Shanahan. I mean,
well, if you're not going to respect Shanahan and McVay, like, who do you respect?
No,
like Josh McDaniels? I don't even know. Those are he wanted Ben Johnson, who's basically Shanahan light. Like, he, you know, I don't know. I assumed everybody respected Kyle Shanahan. Maybe I'm totally wrong.
No, you respect him, but, like, that's not the Belichick way. The Belichick way is not to blow leads in the fourth quarter of Super Bowls. It's all about being the smarter team, and people fear you because they think that, you know, once they've got you, they've got you, and they don't make dumb mistakes. And I think Kyle Shanahan has definitely made some dumb mistakes in big games.
Oh, jeez. Wow. That is rough.
I'm not alone here, by the way. I think that's the general consensus about Kyle Shanahan at the biggest stage. Now, it takes a lot to get to that big stage. So,
I mean, I feel like Kyle Shanahan is definitely a top 5 coach in the NFL. I feel like Brady would kill to have Kyle Shanahan in the Raiders. But everything you say makes sense. It just never dawned on me that anyone would not take Kyle Shanahan's opinion on a quarterback very seriously.
Let's go to James in L.A. James, what do you think for the Raiders here? Where do they pivot to?
Hey, how you guys doing? This first time I'm calling you guys. I heard you guys a little bit. I think Tom Brady goes with respect to the fact that he brought in, had something to do with Pete Carroll. You know, he went after Ben Johnson, but it wasn't available, and he got Pete Carroll. And Pete Carroll was the coach that kind of went head up with him in the Super Bowl, so he knows he can bring it, even at 70. Mm. So I think he might take a chance on Russ. Because Russ went toe-to-toe with him, and he has that respect that even though Brady won the Super Bowl, he knows that was Seattle's game to lose.
Sure.
And they did, but Russ, went toe-to-toe with Brady. So I think he has respect for that. I think Aaron Rodgers, he knows, chokes. Nobody else has proven. So he might take a chance on Russ. And the big thing is to focus on Manning coming out of Texas next year. So I think they're gonna do that. They know they're not going to do anything this year. Beef up that offensive line, get some more receivers and everything, and try to get Manning, next year.
Yeah, and James.
Hey, aren't you that guy from DC show a long time ago? No.
Wait, me?
Yes.
Yeah, you sound just like him. That's what I know that guy said he was going to Iceland or something like that.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh, okay. You sound just like him. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. DP show?
Interesting.
Don't know
does anyone
show.
Tell you look like McLovin?
I just like him, man. That's why I'm like, dang, I know this guy. If you went on your own way, that's cool. But I was like, your voice is kind of distinctive, and I haven't heard nobody sound like you other than, like you said, you used to be on there. I forgot your name was McMuffin or something like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
whatever it is over here. I mean, if it's not you, my mistake. Sorry. But
I don't know what you're talking about, James. But thanks for the call, man.
There was a dude under the sun like that.
Yeah,
and he was moving the family to Iceland and starting over.
Yeah.
So maybe that's him. Maybe you're it. Maybe you're not. Whatever. It's all good. It's all good. I like you guys' show, though.
Thanks, buddy.
James, epic call.
Yeah. The Iceland thing was a real consideration.
I was going to say.
James is right. Thank you, James. But was I here when I did the Iceland trip, or was I a DP show?
No, you were definitely a DP show. Obviously,
wait,
yes,
you are
of
the guy?
Course it is McLovin.
I think I was here when I did Iceland.
Here's the funny part.
You
is if
McLovin?
He had said, man, this handsome guy at the DP show, you would have totally copped to it. No, I said if he did. No, of course, yes, it's McLovin. I've never heard McMuffin before.
Oh, that was
and now I'm hungry for one.
No, that was that happened all the time.
McMuffins are elite.
I think I was here for Iceland.
No, because you were definitely a DP show for Iceland.
Oh, my God, July 24th, 2021,
We started January of 22.
22, the first one, the Rams-Bengals Super Bowl.
Yep, that was us.
Oh, my God, I just missed. Yeah, I was, because Iceland, you know why I liked Iceland.
Why?
No one there is tan. I was like as tan as any other person.
You look like Rico Suave of Iceland.
There was a lot in that call, by the way. By the way, he disproved your point. You're saying that Brady might not respect Kyle Shanahan because he blew the Super Bowl. He hired Pete Carroll,
that's
who
true.
Ultimately blew a Super Bowl to Tom Brady. So I don't know. And by the way, and Shanahan and Brady flirted playing together forever. Like, that was always a thing.
Yeah.
But it's funny to me, like, Pete Carroll, you're telling me he's going to hire Pete Carroll, but he doesn't respect Kyle Shanahan because he lost the Super Bowl? And he wasn't even the head coach for that Super Bowl, so I can't buy that.
Russ as the connection, that's an easy one to make. If he and Pete Carroll are really on good terms now,
well,
then that's fine.
But that got really ugly in 2020, 2021 when I was traipsing around Iceland. I remember
McMuffin
was all over Iceland. I remember Russ's agent came out and said, it's me or Pete Carroll.
And Perloff got out of a hot spring somewhere, jumped up.
Can I tell you a real quick story about that, by the way?
Yeah, can you get a McMuffin in Iceland? I'm checking
so
that out.
So we were just in Costa Rica, as I've been mentioning. There's a hot springs there. It's actually, you go in these baths that are volcanic water. It's really cool. And our family reminisced. I'm like, we were in Iceland where they have a famous thing called the Blue Lagoon, which is also a volcano heated pool. It's amazing. It's this giant hot tub, massive hot tubs, thousands of people. Someone in our family said, oh, yeah, that's sad because the Blue Lagoon doesn't exist anymore because the volcano that actually fueled it erupted and buried the whole thing. And we were so sad for the whole thing.
Did you double check that?
No. Finally, we double checked it this weekend. Turned out somebody completely made that up. It was false information. So we thought this tourist site in Iceland had been destroyed by a volcano. We were all lamenting the loss. Fell for, what is it called? Fake information.
The McMuffin family.
Like, I was like, I think I would have heard of that
anything.
If a giant tourist spot in Iceland was paved over by an active volcano. That would be news, right? Somehow, stupidly, I thought, oh, wow, that's
how
sick.
Did someone even get to this? No, I'm looking at it. I can book a hotel to go to the Blue Lagoon right now.
Yes, I know. We looked at it this weekend.
Finally, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. We were in the car, and I said to my wife, I'm like, we should check that Blue Lagoon story. That really doesn't make sense. This actually happened. I'm not exaggerating this at all. And she Googles, she's like, yeah, it seems to be doing fine. I'm like, you mean it wasn't buried like Pompeii in a volcano?
People are just like in ash, you know, forever. Running. Yeah, I think we would have known. I think we would have heard about that.
Yeah.
That's pretty nuts.
My in-laws sort of help us go on these trips, and they're crazy. Every one of them, like, we're still recovering from Costa Rica. My wife had 7 injuries. She got kicked by a horse. She got stepped on a weird plant in this sort of national park. Everybody is still recovering from this trip, which was amazing. But I'm like, can't we just go to... You like a beach, right? That's your ultimate vacation.
Beach and pool.
Yeah,
I'm good.
My family has no interest in that. They're like, where can we go hiking? That's the number one problem. Well, apparently we can go to Iceland to the Blue Lagoon because it's not destroyed.
Man, there's so much here. First of all, they've closed all the Mickey D's in Iceland. Just, they can't get a McMuffin there. According to the internet, they closed them all. I don't know.
What?
Secondly, okay. When you think Blue Lagoon, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
The movie.
That story? Or the movie with Brooke Shields?
And yeah.
Or Hugh Hefner's place. That's the Grotto, though. I guess that's not the
I don't think that's called the Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, I guess it's called the Grotto.
Blue Lagoon is an old movie where came on cable where most of my generation learned about the opposite sex.
Yeah, that was an education.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was wild. Basically, yeah. Brooke Shield, who was very young at the time, yeah.
Yeah. Turns out if you're stranded on a desert island, two hot people...
Yeah, one
it's
more
go
quick,
down.
Quick left turn. You were surprised by. Well, I was giving you a hard time last week because you were surprised when you put on the Oscar-winning movie Anora.
Yeah,
and there was all this nudity and adult content. I was like Friday. I'm like, this is going to win the Oscar. I got to watch it. You were not lying. What is going on with that movie? I'm like, bam, chicka, bow, bow. I can't even, like, why
the
is this a...
opening credits haven't even happened yet.
Yeah. And how is this a critical darling? It's basically like the most unerotic adult film you've ever seen in your life.
Penix is going to be inserted.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing, too, is like, yeah, there was a lot of nudity, but it was wildly unpleasant. I'm like, these are terrible people, and like, I don't want to see this anymore. I turned it off halfway through. It's just way too negative.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a downer.
It's such a downer.
It's not a romance movie, which is what they build it as. Like, That's just false advertising. Bogus has seen it, too. Yeah. We were not lying to you.
Penix looks really good.
don't watch it on a plane, is what I would say.
No.
Yeah, there's going to be someone waiting to take you away in handcuffs if you watch that in public.
Yeah, there's no safe spaces in that movie visually, let alone the language. But something's always shaken or being revealed or whatever. Like, there's no...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, here's a bad 6 seconds. Hopefully nobody's watching my screen. Then it's higher first, two-thirds of the movie.
But it's in a way, if you're tuning in for that, like, it's not as fun to watch as you might think. It's something really unpleasant about the whole thing. Because it's about the sex worker industry.
You didn't even see how it ended. I mean,
yeah,
it gets...
I read about it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a very oddly structured movie. It's like Skinamax, and then it's like a slapstick comedy.
Yeah.
And then it's like a hard-hitting, like, take your soul finish.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
And what are you going to do about these strippers?
Yeah.
It beat out Wicked, which is none of those things.
That'd be a shock. Bogus says headlines.
Thanks, McMuffin. Headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
My wife had 7 injuries. She got kicked by a horse.
Here's my cowboy quickie. Extension talks have reportedly begun with Micah Parsons and D-tackle Osa Odighizuwa in line for the franchise tag. That deadline is tomorrow. Now, the last two players the Cowboys tag, tight end Dalton Schultz and running back Tony Pollard, did not sign long-term and left the team the following offseason. Breaking news now from the NBA. The Suns still useless.
Edwards takes a run on Beal off the Randall screen, pops on the three and seals the win. Anthony Edwards, a 40-point game here in the desert. And the Wolves lead by 14 with 2 minutes left to play.
That's Alan Horton on T-Wolves Radio. Edwards finished with 44 in a 116-98 win. The Suns have now dropped 11 of 14, so Kevin Durant ain't happy.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's a game, man. We didn't play our standards up to our standards at all. We embarrassed the fans. We embarrassed ourselves the way we played. I want us to be better.
The Suns are
he's an idiot.
5 games under 500, 4 games behind the Mavs for the last spot in the West play-in. The Lakers held off the Clippers 108-102, Luka 29 points and 9 assists, and the Thunder outscored the Spurs 146-132 behind a career-high 41 from Jalen Williams. This game also featured a third-quarter scuffle that led to 3 ejections, including OKC's Lou Dort. The Kings said yesterday that Domantas Sabonis is out indefinitely with a grade 1 hamstring strain. Next update is in a week, and South Carolina women's basketball will have the number 1 seed in the upcoming SEC tournament after winning a coin toss with Texas yesterday. Both schools won their finales yesterday, so they finished the regular season at 15-1 in the league. They split their season series, and apparently the very next tiebreaker then is the coin toss, which went in South Carolina's favor.
That's very different, I feel like, from the tiebreakers we have in college football.
Yeah, usually like the coin flip is like, you know, 7 or 8 on the list of tiebreakers. I don't know why they go so quickly to it. I mean, and again, I guess it doesn't really matter who's 1 or 2 in the bracket. But yeah, that was a weird thing to very quickly go to the coin flip.
Yeah, we have no common opponent's record.
Right.
We've got no strength of schedule. We can't get
Ken Palm or something.
Yeah,
or
there's not a Jerry Ken Palm Morantz? I don't know. There's got to be somebody better than a coin flip.
Because one of the men's leagues, the Ohio Valley or the Missouri Valley, one of those was waiting until this morning to set their bracket because they needed to have the rest of the country finish their games to use the net rankings to break ties. And so they're like, let's just not wait. Let's do a coin toss.
I like this because it's totally irrelevant. I mean, both teams are number 1 seeds.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone's like, oh, I got a new laptop and I don't have Excel on it. It's like, oh, no. Well, let's just flip a coin. It feels like someone mailed it in is what I'm getting at.
Advice to young people, never learn how to use Excel because you will be called upon for that skill throughout the office.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is one thing. Like, you bring a good point. Don't put Excel on your computer.
That's why you shouldn't learn it.
Yes.
That's why you should learn it.
No.
You become invaluable in the
office.
Now you got a skill and other people are relying on you. This is the way to get promoted.
Oh, I don't know.
That's why Bilotti's still here. He knows how to make a schedule.
The Excel guy never gets promoted. I think there's something about it. Like you are viewed differently if you know Excel. Nobody
Excel becomes your identity and then you hate Excel.
And it's also like if you're
on, man.
Nobody has a crush on the Excel guy.
Again, correct?
Like,
you're making my point here.
Like, I talked about Billy in accounting. Like, Ron in accounts payable, like, that guy, like, he doesn't know Excel. He's just there because he's good looking. That's who, that's the guy who gets promoted.
The vibes guy.
That's the guy who gets promoted, not Pete with his Excel. No, does Pete even know it? Pete knows Excel?
He knows how to make a schedule. I don't know what platform he's using for it, but
I think you're
it's the same point.
Do you know Excel?
No.
You have no office skills. Neither
Zero.
Do I. Not at all.
Making a schedule, though, is not really an Excel skill.
Yeah. Unless you're keeping track of people's hours for certain
reasons.
Right,
yeah, because that's just plugging in a table.
Yeah.
Like Excel skills are like, oh, I put it in like a math equation. Yes. And I'm able to then determine like how much you make or something like that.
Pete does know the payroll software.
Huh? I go in a urinal. I go in the store, wherever.
I do think that this discussion underscores how wildly unprepared any of us are for any real jobs in life.
Like,
we have no skills.
What? Talking about what the Raiders should do next at QB is not a skill? How dare you?
Yeah.
Okay, 855-212-4227. Thank you, folks. What should the Raiders do next? Now they have to pivot because Matthew Stafford is no longer an option. You could say ditto for the New York Giants. We also have some shakeups in San Francisco. Lots to do. It's M&P.
McMuffin or something like that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, Manny. Little Prince. You're on going Monday morning.
A lot of old school this Monday morning.
Thumbs up. Okay, we're asking you what the Las Vegas Raiders should do at quarterback now. They've got to make a real strong pivot because Matthew Stafford is returning to the Rams. So where do they go? Do they try out the veteran market, Pearl? The suddenly Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, someone like that, start looking a little more attractive? Or do they now put all their eggs in the drafting basket, which is not a sure thing? And do they hope that either Shador Sanders maybe falls to them, or maybe they trade up?
Yeah, or how about a top of second round guy, maybe a Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart, and then get a really talented player at six, get an older player. I think if you have Russell Wilson, he's a bridge quarterback. You got to get somebody young in the building, or are you just tanking and waiting for Arch?
Let's go to Paul. He's in Delaware. Paul, what do you think about the Raiders quarterback situation?
I don't like any of Darnold or Rodgers. If I was going to do any of the free agents, I would, because of Chip Kelly, I'd go with Justin Fields. My other thing is I think that Sanders, it depends on what the Giants do, but I think if the Giants don't take Sanders, he's going to fall to the Raiders. They're going to take him. And the other thing is Pete Carroll's huge with defense, so I'd like to see them spend their free agency money mostly on defense and build that defense up.
You know, Paul, anytime you're adding meaningfully to a defense, I'm not going to hate on it, especially when you're in a division where you got to face Patrick Mahomes and you have to face Justin Herbert. Thank you so much.
But can you actually imagine the logistics of that? Like the Raiders, who have no skill position players, go all in on defense? And I understand the logic there. It makes sense, but that is a very bad offense.
It is, but I don't know why. Maybe I'm being naive. I think it's a little easier to fix your offense in the draft than it is your defense. You know?
No, you're right. I mean, the Raiders could use a lot of defensive help as well.
Yeah, and I think it's smart because if you're really going to compete in your own division, how are you going to stop some of these other quarterbacks and coaches? Like, you know, you may not think that Bo Nix is the second coming, but with Sean Payton, we just saw them make the playoffs in year one. So, you know, Justin Herbert's obviously an elite quarterback, and Mahomes is Mahomes. So I going defense is not a terrible idea with Pete Carroll, but you're nothing if you don't have a quarterback. So how are they going to solve this thing? To me, it feels like Shador is the best option. But it's not a sure thing.
They're thin on both sides of the line. I know they have Max Crosby, who's amazing, but generally they have so much work to do. That's why I just didn't get Stafford, because if they put all their cap money into Stafford, how are they going to build a team quickly enough around him to compete? I know Tom Brady is there, and I know that he is a smart guy, but I still think it's a very hard job. I would give them 4 years like any other rebuilding team, but no one's doing that.
Well, I think it's because of Pete Carroll's age, but to be honest, like, that's one piece of this thing, and Pete Carroll is a very young 73. Now, the Chip Kelly aspect of this is an interesting thing that Paul brought up. He said, knowing Chip Kelly, I'd go with Justin Fields, which is funny because when I think of Chip Kelly, do you immediately associate him with running quarterbacks?
Oh, well, back in Oregon, yeah. Mariota,
Jeremiah
Masola. Yeah, he used to do that system a long time ago, and Fields would have fit that very nicely.
I was going to say, didn't he have Nick Foles when he was with the Eagles?
He had this great year with Nick Foles, but I think this could be totally wrong. I think he ran a lot of RPOs.
Okay.
I don't know if he ran any with Foles, because Foles obviously isn't going to run, but he used to be a mobile quarterback.
And Howard coming out of Ohio State, he was not a runner.
He didn't. I mean, Chip Kelly at Ohio State was run the ball into the line on first and second down. He was so conservative. So that's an interesting twist on this too. Maybe that caller was right. Maybe they want to slow the game down. You know, the Chiefs are so good.
Yep.
The Chargers have a quarterback. The Broncos have a quarterback. So what if Will Zag will go defense and run game?
Can Justin Fields execute that for you?
Yes. That's what Pittsburgh wants him for.
Yeah.
Because he'll run
might
for
keep
first
him,
down.
Though.
Yeah.
And to be honest, if I'm Pittsburgh, I probably am keeping Fields over Russ. Am I not? I mean,
yeah,
Russ could even
definitely
make it through the full season. And I don't know if Fields would have been able to, but Russ could make it through a full season. And, you know, I love those moon balls. We all do. But I think that Justin Fields actually, he was not perfect. He didn't outright win the job, but he wasn't an embarrassment.
Yeah, I mean, Russ was better than him last year. But you're right. What's the future? I don't understand what most of these teams, I don't understand what Pittsburgh's long-term plan is. Fields, they benched him last year.
Yeah, I just know that the owner said he wants to keep one of the two.
Yeah,
and then the latest from Omar Khan, their GM, is they want to keep one of the two. It's like, well, they're not exactly the same here. These guys are totally different stratospheres as far as how they play.
And a lot of the Pittsburgh reporters are leaning Fields. It seems like he's the front runner to keep that job. You know, the Giants like Fields too, reportedly. I don't totally get that either.
I mean, I don't know how much that raises your floor. Like, if you're thinking about, I'm going to get fired if I don't have a good season. All right, let's throw everything in Justin Fields' basket. Like, I'm not feeling awesome about my future. But at least it'd be probably cheap and short term.
You're the same team, same guys who like Daniel Jones. So Fields is similar. Daniel Jones ran all the time. Maybe you see the same things. I mean, squint and see the same. I don't know what to do here.
I guess
Let's face it. This is a disaster for all these teams that didn't get Stafford, Maggie.
I mean,
Stafford would have answered all these problems, but then again, in 3 years, where would they be?
Like, we can give you guys, and we can give you quarterbacks. We can place them. I just don't feel awesome about any of them, except for Shador, I think, with the Raiders. Yeah.
You know who these teams need? They need to get their Baker Mayfield. They need to find somebody who is decent enough where you can consistently make the playoffs, a guy who was at somewhere else, who got jettisoned. Maybe there's something in there that they could find. Like, Baker was hurt his last year at the Browns, and I think we all end up underestimating his prior years at the Browns, which were pretty good. One of these teams.
Is that Darnold, though? That kind of fits the profile. Former high pick. Probably.
But
Darnold's
also
coming off a high, though.
And Darnold's had no success. Baker at least got one playoff win.
That's why I wonder if it's Fields, right? He's a high draft pick. He has had some success. Maybe not so much throwing the football, but as an overall athlete, he has shown that he can be a difference maker. Maybe he's the guy where if he gets to the right situation that's perfect for him, maybe you turn him into, again, nobody thinks he's going to be an all-pro, but maybe he's a guy that can at least get you back to playoff contention at least.
Well, what about Kirk Cousins, maybe? Is that an older guy? Like,
he's just old.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The only thing, too, about Fields is I don't see him with Daboll. Like, Daboll have running quarterbacks, but also ones with big arms. Maybe Chip Kelly would be a better fit. 855-212-4227.
You like that?
Raiders need a quarterback. Giants need a quarterback. Jets need a quarterback. Cleveland needs a quarterback. Tennessee needs a quarterback. The 49ers have a quarterback, but making changes everywhere else. Tell you about it next.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.